On today's Whiskey Flick, they say a fool and his money are soon parted. Good thing podcasts are free. Grab a glass and enjoy these April Fool's Day outtakes from the first 2 months of Whiskey Flick.
Lick Lily, lick lizards. Lick Lily, lick lizards.
the human torch was denied a bank loan. Yeah. But under any of those other circumstances, you're good.
Did I say Ed Helms was in The Rock?
You did. I just kind of went
Ed
with
Harris.
It.
Ed Harris. There's certain things that if we're going to be doing a movie podcast that are unforgivable. And calling Ed Harris Ed Helms is definitely one of them. I've been watching a lot of Office recently, like a lot of Office. So,
see, now I'm extrapolating that. And what if like Ed Helms was in other Ed Harris movies? Like, could you imagine if it was Ed Helms in Apollo 13?
I can see it. fun stories. I once met Charles Barkley at an airport in Atlanta, Georgia. And his knees looked like they were wrecked, but he was a super nice guy. So shout out Charles Barkley. Like, I kind of was able to navigate it well enough with the help of a UCLA security guard. I was able to convince everybody in my class that I had got food poisoning and was throwing up at the nurse's station the entire game that I was gone, and not locked in a stall bathroom contemplating the end, which was nigh. so it didn't end out terribly. Like, it had as happy of an ending as you can have for that situation. And sometimes you have to shit your pants to realize that who needs pants anyway.
So we also caught a cab back. This was pre Uber days. And I'm pretty sure we all thought we were going to die in that cab because the cab was definitely driving like way too fast. I'm not really sure how we made it back to that hotel.
My favorite thing I've ever said about Vegas is we have to walk how far, which is what every sober person on this trip says. It almost is like a movie setup, a satire that maybe not all the people in it are convinced that it's supposed to be satire. Like, maybe a couple of them are trying to hold on to the glory days. Yeah, and like,
not everyone's.
I know this
joke.
Is a joke, but like, what if I'm really good in it? Is it still a joke?
with the pseudo Sly Stallone impression, what if it's a joke? I like it. It was just making a joke.
No.
John Turturro.
No, it's not John Turturro. It's okay.
Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo. You can just cut to that part. J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar, straight from Dublin.
Adios from the party, pal. Matt, something's got to be done about your bowels. I'll fix my stomach. Paid that man his money. Did I stick the landing? No. But I think you get what I'm trying to say. What's the most you ever lost on a coin toss?
You make real good head cheese. You like it. Look what your brother did to the door. Get a burp out while we're in the cut zone. The cut zone.
I also realize this episode might come out after the Eagles have already been eliminated from playoff contention. So just don't rub it in, okay? There's a part in Ted Lasso where the two coaches are talking, and like he goes, He goes, he does something, says like, man, I haven't felt this unprepared since the 80s. And then the other coach is like, who is the president in the 80s? And the other coach is like, Ronald Reagan? And the other guy's like, Reagan, the actor? He's like, I love it when you Doc Brown me. It's good stuff. And if you want to hear me talk for 3 hours about a movie, tune in for No Country for Old Men. Bushmills to me is terrible. Some people like it. I'm not a big Bushmills guy. I like Jameson. Proper 12 is dog shit. It's proper shite. And then, Tell Them Our Dude's good, though.
The writing, right, which obviously was refined over 5 years of creation. And then, of course, we did spend some time.
Pretty in the ugly in the face, but thick in the waist. Sticking with my dick. Hey. When you're a kid, you're like really believe, like you're getting amped up while you're waiting in line. Like, oh, we're a part of this. We got to stop this son of a bitch. Like, look at this guy. This guy is running loose. We need to stop this son of a bitch before he does any more damage. So.
It would end like
what's the most you've ever lost on a coin toss? I've lost truck beds full of black tar.
Thanks for checking out our April Fool's Day bonus episode of Whiskey Flick. We'll be back in your feed shortly with our next movie, Bull Durham. As always, keep the whiskey flowing and the flicks going. We'll see you next time. As long as there is whiskey in the world, as long as there is whiskey, as long as there is whiskey.